Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 30th of June and as ever here we go with three ideas to help you improve your business. Are you enjoying the World Cup? Well, here's something related to the World Cup. No, it's nothing to do with football. I think it's a real sign of the times in terms of just looking at how the world's changing and the way we communicate. According to Twitter, 300 million World Cup related tweets have already been sent out. And that actually compares to 150 million for the whole of the London Olympics. This is a great example of just how much more work is being done on social media. Apparently 378,085 tweets per minute were carrying on during the World Cup's most tweeted about goal, Marcello's own goal in the opening Brazil versus Croatia match, and 6.02 million tweets that used the USA hash flag, the most used by any nation so far. And the number of times the most tweeted retweet of the World Cup was seen was 17,185,016. People saw the tweet from Italian star Mario Balotelli demanding a kiss from the Queen if the Italians beat Costa Rica, keeping England in the World Cup. They didn't do that. And that's one thing that hasn't changed. England came home early. Idea two. Did you know that as of today, everyone in your business can request flexible working? New legislation has come in which means all employees have to consider all requests in a reasonable manner. And a survey of 2,000 small businesses in the UK suggests that 18% already have some members of staff working flexibly, and a third say they would be happy to do it. 45% aren't aware of the legislation. But the idea of flexible working may provide more opportunities than it does threats. According to O2, half of British workers find that their local coffee shop is a more productive environment than their office. Britons spend more than 130 million hours per week working from their offices in coffee shops and the like, and more than one in four employees would choose to work in one if they had the option. How flexible are you? How flexible do you need to be? Do you create the environment that actually allows people to maximise their performance? This is an aside, it's interesting to see that at Glastonbury yesterday, even though they knew her working preferences, the managers made Dolly Parton come on stage at 5 o'clock. No flexibility there then. And idea three is to do something about this. It's this whole idea about being easy to deal with, easy to buy from. A new report suggests that 72% of us UK customers would ditch their purchase for a competitor if they didn't get an email reply within a day. British businesses lose 86.5% of callers waiting on a customer service line if they don't answer the call within 5 minutes. And 67% of those customers would prefer updates on their place in the queue or time left to wait rather than the hold music. An amazing 94% of people hesitate or refuse to make a customer service call if the number had dialing charges. It's this whole issue about being easy to deal with, easy to buy from. How easy are you? Have a great week. Bye.